Hey there, everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of Around the Controller. I am your host, David, and this is our general gaming discussion show where we talk about the games we've been playing and a topic of the show. Today's topic is going to be just general feelings about next gen, where it's going, what we're feeling about it, what our plans are, all that sort of jazz. But before we get to that, let's introduce my co-hosts. To my right? Yeah.
Yes.
Directions are confusing. To my right is our magnanimous leader, Zach.
Brought to you today by whiskey.
Are we not all brought to us today by whiskey? Joining me is the cokehead, Chris.
What Very good joke. Very good joke. Right as you were sipping the Coke.
Oh! For any audio listeners, Chris did just sip a Coca-Cola. So I'm not saying he's doing cocaine.
Wait, really quick. Do we upload this show as a podcast?
Not yet, but I plan to very soon.
Just putting that out there. I'm not going to put you on blast.
I'm going to fucking eat my pizza. You fuck y'all.
And the gaming lawyer himself, Bridge.
Hello.
Objection.
Before we get to the topic of the show, I would like to know from all three of you, what have you been playing?
I've been playing the game of the generation, Breath of the Wild. And I didn't mean to fuck you on that one, but seriously, going back to replaying, after having played a few hours of Genshin, I haven't played that much. Got past the tutorial, probably played another extra hour. We'll say there have been a few moments of exploration where I've been like, huh, that's a cool little puzzle they did in the world that they didn't have to do. On the whole, I still think Breath of the Wild's exploration feels better. The combat in Genshin is varied, is more varied, which is probably for the best. The weapons not breaking is probably for the best. Again, replaying it right now.
Probably?
I'm going to take shit from this for at least half of the people on this show. Replaying it right now, it doesn't bother me that much that my weapons keep breaking because I keep getting more. But
you, like, look, we have all have our biases on this show. You're an insane person.
Listen, it's not a great system. They should at least last more than one enemy, but sometimes they don't, Boko clubs.
Late game enemies.
Late game enemies. Lionel. Yeah, no.
Yeah, Lionel. using six weapons to kill a single Lionel. Great system.
I agree with you. That is, they definitely got to tweak those fucking numbers for sure. But
take it out. It's a bad system.
Yeah, but then you get one good weapon. You hold on to it forever.
No, give me each different weapon type because they have different uses, and I upgrade them. No, we can't do this. We can't do this. Yeah. Go.
Cut this from the show, David. But yeah, Breath of the Wild. I'm trying to think what else I need to talk about. If I've played any other games, I guess we played Among Us for the first time, most of us this week.
Oh yeah,
which was really fun, and will definitely be played on this channel and with fans again. So keep looking. Here he is,
chat. What up,
Ridley TV, who literally played Among Us with us. Yeah, we were just talking about it. Also, I do want to point out, because nobody else wants to acknowledge it, RK fan says, I'm with Zach here. I love chaos. Boom.
Yes, but you're saying it for different reasons. You're saying because you think it's a good system. He's saying because he loves chaos.
That's true. But I think that's all I've played this week, to be honest. I can't think of another game that I've really delved into.
All right. Chris, what you been playing?
Play a little bit of Star Wars Squadrons. Honestly, I gotta get back into it. I kind of like haven't really explored the systems too much. I mean, I like the game. It's very pretty. The cockpit design's all very good. I don't know. I gotta play more of it. I haven't had the time, I guess.
How far in are you as someone else who's also playing?
I think I'm six missions in.
Okay.
Might not be accurate. It's six or so.
I'm assuming you learned drifting.
Yeah, I got drifting done.
Okay. Or sliding, or whatever they call it.
I think all sliding. And then
Star Wars Tatooine Drift.
Play. Oh,
God. That joke was good.
That was fine. I'm fine with that one. That was good.
That made me laugh.
played a little bit of Among Us with you guys here. It was a good time. I hadn't played that game prior. I would play it again. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I didn't quite understand the systems, and I only got to be the imposter once. So when I was the imposter, I had no idea what the fuck was going on. It almost win, which I don't like that.
I knew what I was doing and got caught in 3 seconds.
I didn't know. The game seems incredibly hard for the imposters, which I guess is fine because then most people win. I don't know. And then I've been playing the superior version of Breath of the Wild, Genshin Impact.
Don't you fucking say superior version, you piece of shit.
Which, yeah, it's not. Predatory microtransaction system aside and a shitty battle pass, it's a very, very good game. I wish it was just a $60 game that I just paid for, and like you can keep all the fucking character like rolling bullshit. I don't care about that. The resin system is dog shit. If that was a fully funded game and not some fucking gotcha microtransaction bullshit, it'd probably be a better game than Breath of the Wild, but presently it sure as fuck ain't.
I mean, listen, it's probably a 7 out of 10 game, I would say.
Someone said to me the other day, what Breath of the Wild did for that style of games, like physics and like puzzle solving and like world stuff, is what Genshin Impact is doing for the combat system. So if we combined these two,
from we're what fucking I've getting heard... somewhere. Didn't Genshin just steal a bunch of combat from Tails?
Yes, but
yeah,
I feel like Genshin stole a lot from everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's combat's a little bit Tails. It's also a little bit like Xenoblade Chronicles. There's a lot going on. Big game, good game. Figure out that fucking resin system because it is absolute hot dog shit and is just pure anti fun. That's all I played. That game's consuming so much time, and then I don't have a ton of time to play games. What do you want from me? We can't just say League of Legends every week.
Play all the games. That's all I'm saying. Just play every game all the time. Easy.
I told you guys I want to do that show, right? The show, we will play every video game. And we play every video game in chronological order.
Oh, God. Fucking kill me.
In chronological
order. Pridge, what are you playing?
I've probably played some video games.
Were you on the Genshin last... train too, or no?
No, I didn't feel like it. Here's what happened. I was going to. Then we brought up someone posted how there were similarities between that and Nier, and I'm like, shit, I should just play Nier again.
Nice. So I have seen you playing Nier. I was just saying, I do remember seeing you playing Nier on Steam.
So I'm actually just playing Nier right now.
Listen, which is like you're replaying Nier. I'm replaying Breath of the Wild. We're both replaying amazing games from the
generation. Nier's a really fucking good game.
Agreed.
It's so good across so many levels, and I'm gonna actually do more than just one playthrough this time, so I actually get more of a story, as I'd only beaten it once my first time I did it, which does not get you the full story from what I understand.
You didn't play as C or...
No, I literally got two gimmicky endings and one actual ending.
There's so much game left.
Yeah. I looked. I only had 15 hours in it. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It's not even gonna take me that long to read. Yeah, it's not even gonna take me that long to redo what I did because I actually hadn't done that much. What are you gonna say, Chris?
After ending A, the rest of the game is kind of like that's probably the longest chunk of actual gameplay. I'd say
that's what I've heard.
And endings B through E are just the rest of it, equal sides basically.
Yeah.
But also B through E is a better part. Is a better gameplay experience than A. So
gameplay and E is really everything.
E is such a fucking amazing ending concept. Oh my god.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to all that jazz. And then other than that, I play a random Fire Emblem game when I just want to lay in bed, and I am grinding TFT.
Nice.
That's about it.
I just want to note before we get to the topic, because Zach is a fucking slime ball. He keeps like trying to like butt in Breath of the Wild with other like great games of the past generation.
I'm sorry, that's a fact. I'm not like... It's regarded as a great game by almost everyone.
We will fight about this Next episode.
You could have said nothing, but instead we're like, oh, Breath of the Wild, Nier.
I literally didn't mean to dunk on you, but now that you said it, yeah, fuck you.
I'm right.
Breath of the Wild is a great game.
Oh my god.
Fine game.
All right, so
10 out of 10.
As I said earlier, 7. When Chris was talking, I also played Star Wars Squadrons. Pretty good game. I did the same thing. I got further than you, I think, Chris, but like I got pretty far, and then I kind of fell off the single player, and I haven't really dove into the multiplayer yet. Have you?
Yeah. No, I think that's what I need to do. I think the single player not going to capture me. I just got to get into the fucking multiplayer.
Yeah, I really think we need to do... We need to squad up and do a multiplayer at some point, for sure.
Fuck yes. I think Pings has it in the Discord.
Yeah.
Hey, join our Discord.
Yeah. Link down below, also.
Link down below.
If you're watching now, Discord. It's in the chat now.
Pretty much same feelings as Chris. It's a very clean game. Yes. It's definitely feels like it was a VR first game. 100% get that feeling when I'm playing it. That, like...
I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah, and I feel like when they were making this game, they were making it for VR, and then partway or most of the way through development, we're like, you know, this is probably fun not in VR. And then they tried it. And they're like, oh shit,
I didn't think of that.
It is really fun not in VR. And like, oh shit. Should we just release this game not in VR too? Yeah, let's make more money. Cool. So that's what they did, and it's a $40 game. And if you are at all into flight sims, and I'm not, and I'm still enjoying it. So if you're into Star Wars and want to fly a ship and blow some shit up, like if you played old school Battlefront 2, I don't know about the new school Battlefront 2, and liked the space battles, give Star Wars Squadron a shot. It's a pretty good game. I've also been playing a bunch of Crash 4.
Oh shit!
Oh nice. How is
did
that?
Not expect
I'm
you
glad
to be.
Someone's actually playing.
Crash Bandicoot 4 is fucking dope. It's great. Huh. Do you like Crash games? Congratulations. No. Here is a better Crash game. It is the best Crash game. And I say that
how
having only played the original three. It's not super 90s. They update a lot of their stuff. One of the masks has the same voice as Rasputin from Psychonauts, so I'm instantly in on that. That front.
You're a piece of shit.
I am 100% a piece of shit. But like they basically take it. It has all the old school Crash gameplay. It's still the same, not incredibly accurate platforming. But
when you word it like that,
well, like, it's
my favorite.
The tolerance is higher than like a Mario game. I think like. How much you can mess up without dying is higher.
Okay.
So it's not as punishing in that sense, but it ends up equaling out. Like it becomes punishing because they add some bullshit, but they're also less strict on some of the landings and stuff, so it ends up kind of being pretty equal. And they have a lot of new mechanics. The mass they add, each one has a new mechanic. One of them lets you toggle platforms and boxes on and off, like it's like a time, I think it's supposed to be like a time shift thing, so like you'll jump on a platform, jump, time shift, and the next platform will appear and the old one will disappear, so it's like you can't fuck up.
Okay.
And they have some really clever ways of using that one. There's one that lets you just basically become a spinning tornado and like you fly farther, which is really cool. You have like less precise control, but you go a lot further, so it's really good for like long jumps and stuff. But if you like get close to a TNT box, you explode. And then they have I've only gotten three of them so far. What's the other one? The other one slows down time in certain areas, which is really cool. And you can only wear them in areas they appear. It's not like you have all the powers at once, so like you can't super abuse it. It has all the stuff. If you're a crazy old school Crash fan and you want to go in and do all the crazy fucking time trials to get platinum relics, they're still there. I'm not going to do that. I tried to get one in the first level and I had a pretty good run and I was like, that was solid. I did that level in a minute and 12 seconds. Like that was really good. And I got a gold relic and I was like, okay, well, like I could probably shave off a couple seconds. What's the platinum relic? Platinum relic's like 52 seconds. And I was like,
holy shit. You weren't even close.
No, I was like, I don't think I'm going to be doing that one. Don't think I'm going to be doing the time trials. So, playing through the game is fun. They added, you don't just play as Crash and Coco. There are levels you can play as Neocortex. There are levels you can play as Tana Bandicoot, who's like kind of a more like... She's like a buff, like womanly Bandicoot who has like a grappling hook that's super cool.
She was the one that they like the fandom like freaked out about like a few weeks leading up to the launch, right?
Probably.
She has like a cool streak in her
hair.
Yeah,
she's got like a mohawk with like some color streaks and stuff. Yeah, she's super cool. I really like her character. And they all control differently. Well, Coco and Crash control the same, but like Tana controls differently. Neocortex controls differently. They have Dingo Dial in there who has like a vacuum gun that's very fun.
The fucking Luigi's Mansion bullshit is this?
Yeah.
that's my joke. I got nothing else.
I mean, like, you suck up TNT crates and throw it at things instead of, like, blowing them up normally. So he's pretty enjoyable. Like, all the characters are fun. The levels are very diverse. 100%, it's the best Crash game that exists.
Is it a full $60 release? Or?
It's a full $60.
Oh, that was $40.
No, it's $60. But like there is a ton of stuff in there. Like I'm shocked at how much content, love, and care is in this game to make it feel like an old school Crash game without really feeling like an old school Crash game, because that would suck.
Gotcha.
What the fuck is a Bandicoot?
Who did this game?
Toys for
Bob. Beanox, right?
Never
heard of them.
They're a newer studio for Activision. Beanox was involved, but they were not like the primary on it.
Because I was going to say, Beanox handling the trilogy. Crash Bandicoot, they did the trilogy too? And the racing game?
Oh, they did the racing game. I don't know if they did the trilogy then. I forget.
Because their job on the remake of the racing game was very good.
Yeah.
I have it, and I'm very impressed with it.
But yeah, they were definitely involved.
The amount of like content they keep releasing for that game, well, they've stopped now, but... I mean, it had been out for like a year and they were still producing new content every couple months. It was very impressive.
Yeah, I don't know that they're doing DLC for this one. They have a ton of costumes and stuff that you can unlock by like 100%ing levels and stuff, which is insane because you have to do the time trials and shit. But like, no thank you. Actually, that's wrong. You don't have to do the time trials for the levels. You have to do
Beanox sounds like a Pokemon there. I said it.
It does.
It's true.
It does. Yeah, you're not wrong.
RK fan says, imagine if Naughty Dog did this, and I...
It'd be a worse game.
I do want to imagine for a second if modern-day Naughty Dog made Crash 4.
I love the idea of Naughty Dog being like, we're going back, we're making a mascot game, and everyone's like, oh, they're making Jack and Daxter. Nope, Crash Bandicoot.
And then, like halfway through, Coco dies, and Crash has to, like... Like grabs her like her like kerchief or something and puts it around his headband. He's like, "This is going down," and it's like, "Oh shit, Neocortex, I got your number." Bah-bah.
Yellow platforms to climb everywhere.
What they
directed by Quentin Tarantino
is there's mocap for everybody.
They do the references and comedy in this game fucking fantastically. Like,
oh, that's good.
Relatively early in the game, like, Crash is talking to, like, a mask, and the mask is like, oh, like, how many times have you beaten... It's, like, one of the new characters.
Wait. Does Crash have a voice in this game?
Or,
like, does he speak
let me rephrase.
Even words?
Coco was talking, not Crash.
Okay,
Crash
thank
talk.
You. Just making sure.
Sorry. Coco was talking, and the mask was like, how many times have you beaten this Cortex guy? He really seems like he has problems with you. And they're like, three? And he's like, you sure it wasn't more? And they're like, no, it was three. It was definitely only three. It was only three.
I swear to you, it was three.
That's good. There's way too many spinoff games for the fucking Crash Bandicoot.
Well, they've got and they had Twin Sanity and stuff
Crash.
On the GameCube PS2 era. Like, they had Crash games after Crash 3. They just are like, you know what? We acknowledge those were bad. We also don't no longer acknowledge those exist. So
it's too many Crash Bandicoot.
It's very good.
Welcome to the Crash Cast.
I played other games before our last show that we didn't actually talk about. So quick shout out to quick shout out to Donut County. It slaps. Doki Doki Literature Club also slaps.
Oh,
Firewatch
great hit over
slaps.
Here.
And
what the fuck are you me? What's happening?
Yeah, playing all Christmas
are
games.
You me?
What else? Mario 64 still slaps. Mario Sunshine doesn't slap. That's all.
Man, Sunshine's camera is fucking dog shit.
That's not my problem with Sunshine. I think I can complain about Sunshine for 15 minutes, and I'm not going to. We should move on.
Fair enough. Moving on.
Which means we're moving on to the topic of the show. Topic of the show.
We have a topic on the show?
We have a topic every other week. But our topic...
Today, we're settling it. Best Zelda. Sorry, go ahead.
Our topic is broadly the next generation of consoles. And more specifically, like, how are we feeling about next gen? So I want to start basically at that, asking every one of you, where are you at with next gen consoles? Are you buying one immediately? Are you waiting? Which one are you getting? That sort of thing. So, Zach, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but
I'm waiting to make sure Amazon actually gets my PlayStation 5 to me on November 12th. I doubt they will, but that's fine. If it's a few days late, I'm not going to be too mad, but I'm sure I'm going to be a little salty when I'm not making that fresh content. Here's the thing. I will say that I am an Xbox fanboy who doesn't own an Xbox because they've given me no reason to, but in a good way. They're basically saying, hey, you don't have to pay an extra $500 to own our next gen console because you can play all of our games on your more than $500 PC that you built. So just pay us 10 bucks a month and you can play all of them. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you, Phil Spencer. God bless you. Have a good day. I'm getting the PlayStation 5 so I can experience their exclusives, which I believe will still continue to be relevant and important. At launch, it looks like for me, it's mostly just going to be Demon's Souls, but I am excited to play that game, being a pretty big FromSoft fan. But
are you not on Spider-Man Miles Morales one?
It's the most bizarre thing. On paper, I should love this game. I liked the Spider-Man PS5 game. I didn't finish it, but I played, you know, a good 10 hours of it and liked it a lot. It instantly went to where my house was in New York at the time. I was like, hey, this doesn't look quite right, but I appreciate how almost accurate they were. They couldn't fit the whole New York, a whole Manhattan into the game. I understand that. Even The Division didn't do it. I'm not mad, but like, it was really fun. I liked the game a lot. For some reason, I'm not super excited about this game. I'll probably pick it up at some point. Like I did with Spider-Man, PlayStation 4 Spider-Man, because I didn't pick it up till later. I got it on sale. But, you know, at some point, they're going to release God of War 2, and I'm going to play that game. So
that's true.
Here we are.
It's true.
Fair.
It's true.
I mean, I'm honestly very excited to be able to play an actual 4K game on my 4K television to see what that actually feels like.
Spoilers, not that different.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll find out with games that actually have 4K textures and stuff. We'll see.
Yeah.
Chris, how about you? Are you buying a console at launch? Are you waiting? Which one?
Oh, heavens, I'm not buying a console at launch. they've given me no reason to. In fact, they've given me countless reasons not to. Which, like, as Zach mentioned, yeah, Xbox is like, fuck it. Play it however you want. We don't give a shit. As long as you get that money at the end of the day, you can play it on your fucking phone for all we care. No, I actually will probably end up getting a Xbox before I get a PlayStation 5. Honestly, the PlayStation 5, it's very big and I live in New York. And fucking two, what games are coming out on PlayStation 5 anytime soon that I was supposed to give a fuck about? Because I don't know, because PlayStation did a really shitty job this console launch cycle of telling me what the fuck was actually coming to their service.
I will 100% agree with you. You're a big Horizon fan, though, right?
I'll get that when it comes out, I guess. But I don't even know when it's coming out.
2021.
Yeah, that's true.
That's great. I'll get one in 2021, maybe. You know what? 2021 is not launch.
I think the only ones they've confirmed exist that are coming in the next like entire year is Ratchet and Clank, Horizon 2, and God of War 2.
Hey, spoilers, not enough games.
Also, spoilers, I bet one of those slips.
Yeah, I bet it's got to work.
It won't be Ratchet and Clank, and it probably won't be Horizon.
Horizon it's already slipped, it's going to be God of War.
Yeah.
I think if I remember correctly, God of War originally slipped, didn't it? The first, or I want to say first, but the most recent iteration of it.
It definitely, there was definitely a point where they showed the game to Shuhei Yoshida and he said, "This isn't good." And they restarted everything. There is a great story of
you guys did a bad job.
There is a great story of Corey Balrog or Barlog. I never remember which one it is.
It's Barlog.
Thank you. Who it's not
whatever
the
one
guy.
Whatever one Gandalf didn't defeat.
Yeah, it's not Street Fighter. I think it's Gandalf's guy, right?
No,
it doesn't matter.
Balrog. No, those are the same Gandalf thing.
They're the same. Oh, okay,
yeah,
so it's
they stole the name
Barlog.
Barlog.
Okay, Corey Barlog. He like they'd spent over a year on the game, like prototyping it, getting everything set up to like show the combat to Shuhei Yoshida, and he was like, "This isn't good." And they had to restart, which is a lot of time to invest in.
How different could the combat have possibly been?
You would be shocked.
I don't know. Yeah, I imagine.
Also, I do recommend, if you're interested in game development process, go watch the Raising Kratos documentary. It's actually quite good.
Yes, it is very good.
Raising our son, Kratos.
That's exactly and what the thumbnail son. Is. It's Corey Barlog. Now I'm thinking, I fucking never mess up his name. Corey Barlog with like a like toddler carrier with Kratos in it at the beginning. That's their thumbnail.
Amazing. Great. Not Kratos.
Kratos.
Tales of Symphonia.
Kratos, whatever. But yeah, it's
we're
a really good doc.
Right,
and I know
names.
At some point they pushed the game. I just don't remember if it was like to the next year or if it was just like later in that year or whatever.
I don't remember, yeah.
Yeah, no clue. Anyways.
Anyway.
What are we talking about? Right, video games?
So, Chris, you're not buying anything at launch, maybe later.
God, no. I have Games Pass.
That's why I want to ask you. You said you might buy an Xbox first.
Yeah, I like having just an actual like, you know, physical fucking console. Like I can put that up. I can hook that to my TV with utter ease. And I do want to play through a lot of last gen's stuff from Microsoft, but I don't care about it like too much, so I'm probably just gonna play a couple hours of each of it and not waste my disk space on it. But no, I am excited. I like the big spire design. I hate the fucking PlayStation 5 design, so that's an extra point for the Xbox right there.
I'll agree with you on that. I don't like the PlayStation 5's design.
I don't hate
very ugly
the design. Actually, let me rephrase. I don't hate the color. Like, I kind of like the black and white two-tone. I don't like the way
the fins.
the fins being like 5 inches above the console for no reason.
Yeah, I'm taking those fins off the second I get that fucking console.
Just give me a chainsaw.
Have fun with that. all right, so Pridge, I know the answer to this question. So I want to kind of rephrase it a little bit.
Wait, do you know the answer to this question?
Ooh. Dissension.
Oh, shit.
Fair enough.
Oh, shit.
You know what?
Pridge is like, I already have an Xbox Series X.
Just curious. What did you think the answer was?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, much like what Chris says, since there's nothing coming out at launch, I'm definitely not getting either of them at launch. I also haven't ever owned an Xbox system and haven't owned a PlayStation since PS2.
Really?
When I saw that $400 price point on the PlayStation 5 Digital Edition, I probably will in the future pick that up. It's just definitely not going to be something I do when on release because, again, Ratchet and Clank, it's not like it's going anywhere. There's definitely things I want to play on it because I'm gonna eventually play Horizon Zero Dawn, so I'm gonna want the sequel,
which you can play on PC.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna play the first one on PC probably at some point, but again, I'll want the sequel. Ratchet and Clank, you know, Miles Morales is something I might enjoy, so there's a lot of games I will eventually want to play, but none so pressing that I'm gonna fight this beginning this end year supply rush.
The backwards compatibility do anything for you since you weren't part of the PS4 generation?
When I eventually get it, I mean, I'll find some PS4 games that I missed. Totally.
Okay, so I wanted to use you to transition to a second question here. We almost certainly know a Switch Pro is coming. It's probably next year. That's going to be a next-gen Switch. For all of you, assuming it comes out with a single title, whether it be Breath of the Wild 2 or something else, but a single game, basically like the original Switch, that is there to be the system seller, is a Switch Pro something you buy day one?
Is it like, can I, is this some fucking 3DS bullshit where I can't play certain games on the old version?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like,
yeah. Here's the thing. I think this would be the time where they don't do that because the Switch is such a runaway success. But at the same time,
it's Nintendo and they're wild.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the 3DS sold like gangbusters before the new 3DS came out. And there was what, two games that were optimized for the new 3DS?
So let's work with a couple assumptions. Let's do some
six games.
Here.
Ooh,
I mean, but like they were still like pretty marquee games.
Yeah. Let's assume that the Switch Pro games still work on the original Switch, but let's say the Switch Pro has like a 1080p display by default, and if it connects to a TV, can do 4K.
It can do 4K. Yeah, I'll buy that.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. When you said 4K right there, I like was like, huh, I've rolled my eyes. But we do have reports where Nintendo has been talking to third-party people and been like, you need to get your games ready for 4K on Nintendo hardware, which is just, I would be baffled to see a Nintendo try to chase Sony and Microsoft in the 4K arms race because there is no reason for them to do it. But hey. Maybe they will, I guess. Like half of the games that sell super well on this, more than half, 90% of the games that sell well on the Switch, would you don't care to see in 4K because those games aren't meant to be seen in 4K. Now, would Breath of the Wild and Mario Odyssey 2, which probably isn't coming, but whatever, look amazing in 4K? Yeah, I would love to see that shit on my screen. I would love to see new Dunk City in 4K. Are you kidding me?
I guess. What kind of stylized games, though?
Yeah, but that I would love to see.
I want to see like fucking
cartoon. I would love to see Grease in 4K. A Miyazaki cartoon in 4K. Hell yeah!
Fuck yeah! That's a very different thing.
There we go. Jokes. But how many games is this actually going to matter for? I don't know. Will it really matter in the long run? I don't know. If Nintendo releases a Switch Pro, will I buy it? Almost certainly. At this point, my current Switch has bad battery life. The Joy-Cons are drifting like motherfuckers. Do I think they'll solve that problem in time for the new Switch?
Oh, no.
I certainly don't.
No.
Honestly, not after the report where they said they don't think it's a problem.
Yeah, I was going to say, Pringe, correct me on this, but if they update their Joy-Cons for the Switch Pro to remove the drift problem, would that not acknowledge that it was a problem and like cause them legal issues for their previous cases?
It would not. Ooh. It would not. No.
Oh, really? What?
Oh, the... argue that they improved their cool new controllers.
It's called a subsequent remedial measure. Essentially, it's not exactly that, but it's the same frame of mind. The example is like, if someone sues you because they said like your floors were too wet, and then someone sees you drying them the next day, that's not proof that they were wet in the first place. So fixing a problem is not making something less problematic is not admitting that it was a problem in the first place.
I'm so glad we have a lawyer on the show.
It's designed to encourage companies to fix things that are defective without fear that doing so will get them sued.
That makes fair.
So no, they could easily correct the Joy-Con things and still turn around and say they weren't a problem. We just wanted to make like Chris said, we just wanted to make better controllers. Doesn't mean the first ones were a problem. We just wanted to make better ones.
Fuck off. We're your own company, asshole.
What do you want from me?
Meanwhile, Nintendo sues 20 other companies into the fucking ground for even touching their IP.
Oh, that's pretty true. Chris, I have no idea. Do you have a Switch?
Yeah, Switch.
Okay. So,
he's played the game of the generation, Breath of the Wild, to determine that it's great or not.
I did buy that on release day. That's true.
You could have played it. He could have played on Wii U. I don't know.
I could also own a Wii U. It's sitting in a drawer behind me, not plugged in. Shocker, shocker.
So Switch Pro comes out next
year. Shocker, shocker.
Do you buy it right away?
Do I need it to play Breath of the Wild 2?
I'm going to say, based on our previous assumption, no, because the previous assumption is that the new Switch games will work on the old Switch, but the new Switch will play them at 1080p handheld, mm-hmm. 4K docked. So the assumption is no, you don't need the new Switch to play the new Breath of the Wild. I also feel like that would be a fucking stupid move for Nintendo to do, because there's a lot of Switches out there. They would make a lot less money.
Let me put it this way, Chris.
Is it gonna chug huge ass? Because Breath of the Wild kind of already chugs sometimes.
It might.
Is it gonna chug huge ass?
I was gonna say, no, Chris. Would you still buy it just to play Breath of the Wild 2, a game that you yourself consider a 7.5 out of best?
I don't know. It depends. Is that durability system gone?
Yeah, hold on. Don't you fucking put words in my goddamn mouth.
That's what's in the chat right now.
I Breath of the Wild 1 is a 7.5 out of 10. Is Breath of the Wild 2 a better game?
Then I was about to say almost definitely, but you know what? I can't promise you that.
Yeah, but if the answer is maybe, look, we're already thinking of buying a second Switch so we can both have our own. Like
that's where I'm at.
I'm eventually gonna have another Switch, so like, will I probably buy a Switch? So yeah, probably. If it's overpriced, will I absolutely wait as long as humanly possible? You're goddamn right, I will. The answer is Breath of the Wild 2 will not like persuade me to buy a second Switch. I will eventually get one. Whether it's on the Switch Pro or not depends basically how much does Breath of the Wild 2 chug on my regular Switch, because I'm going to play it there first.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't trust Nintendo. They're weird and crazy. Why would I trust them to nail a mid-gen console?
I mean, listen, Nintendo doesn't trust their customers, so why should you trust them?
Trust no one, not even Reggie Fils-Aimé, who's dead. They killed him.
Reggie's not dead. Do not spread these lies.
Reggie's dead.
Doug Bowser threw a blue shell at Reggie. I saw it.
I did see it too, actually. So
I can confirm.
We've got two witnesses, even though, as Pridge knows, witness testimony is not the most reliable.
No idea what you're talking about.
Now, Pridge, my sweet Three Houses boy, yeah, are you going to buy that Switch Pro when it comes out?
Again, everyone said exactly what I would say. Do I need to? And how much better is it? Because, again, like we've been saying, the drift is ass and the battery life is ass. So, like, are these things drastically fixed? Then I probably do buy it. And do I need... Because, you know, I don't care about 4K TV and all that crap, so buying me it on 4K is meaningless to me. But if it has better battery life, no drift, and, like, if the newer games, I guess, will run better on it, then yeah, I'll get it, assuming it's not ridiculously overpriced. But unless
this really
I need
is
to,
the generation everyone being like, I don't know, Nintendo, you fucking up to some bullshit over there.
Here's the thing.
It's really hard for me to say without knowing what the Switch Pro is going to do for me. What have you done for me lately, Nintendo?
I want to put this out there, because this is what they did with the new 3DS, which again is the worst name for a console I've ever fucking
heard. If they use new Nintendo Switch, I'm gonna fucking bust.
I'll refuse to buy it at that point. But
I will throw elbows.
I will run hands on Doug Bowser.
I was gonna say I'll dig Reggie Fils-Aimé up and I'll put him back in the ground. But
despite how alive he already is.
But they released the new 3DS without a AC adapter to plug it in to charge the new 3DS. Because like most of the people who are buying the new 3DS already own a 3DS, so we're just gonna cut costs. What if they do that? Do we think they'll do that again with whatever the Switch update is?
I don't think so. People were fucking mad about that.
Are they crazy enough to call it the Switch 2 even though it can play Switch games?
They never call anything 2. It's not going to be the Switch 2.
I know. So it's the perfect time.
If they were smart, they call it either the Switch Pro or the Super Switch. Will they do that? No.
Super Switch is very good.
Oh, you're right. They won't do that.
The Super Switch is probably the best name because it's harkening back to the Super Nintendo, which is the best Nintendo console.
I can't imagine them doing that. Well, especially because no, they have the dock.
They'll name it something dumb.
The dock is a separate thing to buy is fucking like $80 still.
Which is ridiculous because it's a fucking charger basically with an HDMI port on it.
It's a bunch of plastic that you can that has an adapter, yeah, that you can plug the plug
it's,
into.
It's got three plugs in it. You can plug a USB.
Worth $80?
No, absolutely not. No. Like, I was looking for a second
one.
That's
more than a PlayStation 5 controller, which also you don't need.
I was looking for a, like, I was like, oh, I want to get a different dock because I want, like, do some travel and have, like, a dock at my TV and in my living room and stuff. And I looked and I was like, ooh, $80? No, thank you. I'll take this $20 Chinese knockoff dock and it works fine. Everything's great. It
does the exact same thing. Because it's made in a factory next door to the other one.
Yeah, when another company can produce the same product and charge a fourth of the cost, that's when you know you're fucking overcharging people. Cut it out.
They don't care. They'll pay for it, you fucking loser.
Pretty much. Whatever. Oh, God. I guess I should probably answer some of my own questions. So
it's pretty sus. I don't know.
To put my view on this in context, I already pre-ordered the disc version of the PS5. I'm excited for PS5 exclusives. Opposite of Zach, I'm probably not going to play Demon's Souls. I'm probably going to play Spider-Man, Miles Morales, and Sackboy. That's my plan.
I forgot about Sackboy game.
I'll probably also play The Pathless, and that looks good too. But
I will play The Pathless.
You don't need a PS5 for that one, I'm pretty sure.
You don't. It's coming to both gens.
And also, I have a really good computer. I'm thrilled every day that Xbox has Game Pass for PC. Because that is just fucking amazing. I love it. It's great. I hope they never take it away. And the xCloud stuff works pretty well. If I had good enough internet where at places I go, I would probably actually use it. I don't. But I think as the internet backbone of the states and other countries gets better, I think xCloud is going to be more feasible. So I think that'll be super cool that that's bundled in with Game Pass. Like, all of that stuff is super awesome. I'm happy for Xbox. I'm happy to get Game Pass. I don't need the box. Switch Pro, buying that shit day one. Same issues as Zach, except for I don't have Drift because I mostly use a Pro controller. But
good man.
Same.
Yeah. But battery life on mine, I have one of the OG Switches. I think all of us probably have one of the OG Switches. Does anyone have the improved battery life one?
No.
What am I doing? Wish I did.
Wish I did.
Yeah, no. I thought about trading mine in and getting the new one. I was like, no, I'll just wait for a Pro. So yeah, I'll probably get a Pro mainly for battery life and just being all around better. So when I brought up xCloud, that was planned. Now, cloud gaming, we've got Stadia, we've got Luna coming up
what
now.
What is cloud gaming? Sorry.
We've got xCloud. Do you think cloud gaming affects console gaming at all this generation?
My hot take on that is, oh boy, does it try, and oh boy, does it not really.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate because I would like it to succeed a little bit more than I think it will. But I think it's so ingrained in people who don't know things about video games that they have to buy the console to be in the ecosystem. For me, cloud gaming is not for us. It's not here to say, hey, you guys who already have these expensive computers and are already going to buy these consoles, do you want to play video games? No, because we're going to play them on. We're going to pay the $60 to buy the game to play it in 4K on our TVs or on our PCs, whatever. But it says, hey, person who doesn't own this $500 console, do you want to just pay $15 a month and you can play this game on your TV or on your phone, even if you don't have a nice TV or wherever?
Yeah.
First, I think they have to radically change the way that they are appealing to people to get this message across, because the messaging is very much right now, I feel like, in the ecosystem of gamers, of hardcore gamers who know what's going on. I don't think, like, anybody I know who is my friends that is not a gamer understands what is at their fingertips for such a low cost of entry. But I hope so. It'd be cool. Be cool to turn to my buddy on the subway and be like, hey, you playing that Shovel Knight right now? Isn't that cool? but
don't get your hopes.
I don't know why I picked Shovel Knight.
Don't get your hopes up on Shovel Knight.
I thought you were gonna say don't get your hopes up for playing a game on a subway, because trust me, I'm not.
Oh well, yeah, I was gonna say, in Japan, internet works on the subway pretty fucking well. Does not do so in the US.
I'll say this. The thing that surprised the shit out of me about Japan, their like Wi-Fi for like just general areas, it's not as good as you think it would be. It's pretty bad, actually. They also don't use credit cards anywhere, which is wild.
Okay, yeah, that's wild. The credit card thing is wild.
Yes.
The Wi-Fi thing, a lot of people just tether through their phones because their phones actually have crazy good signal.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Chris, how about you? Cloud gaming. I think it's going to be a part of this gen.
I think cloud gaming eats a heavy loss this generation. I think, like, still people aren't, they're not ready for it, even though they should be. And they're not going to trust it because, and of course, the, you know, people's internet is a huge reason for that. America's internet fucking sucks absolute hog outside of major cities.
Thank you, Comcast.
Sometimes
even in major cities. But I think cloud gaming learns a lot this generation, and it figures a lot of stuff out. But I think that it's still a couple like hard years away from actually being where it needs to be. So I as much as I would like to say cloud gaming does something good this generation, I just don't think it's gonna happen. I think it's gonna pop up a lot, and like with things like S Cloud, we're gonna see it a bunch, but it's not gonna mean anything in the long run. It's not gonna affect much of anything.
Do you guys think, and I'll start with you, Bridge, do you think that Xbox in a couple years will release like $100 streaming Xbox that has no local storage, is just an xCloud streaming box that comes with a controller?
Wait, sorry, just say it one more time.
So do you think Microsoft would release within like the next few years, partway through the next generation, we'll call it a Series Z, that is a super cheap streaming box. Let's say it costs $100. It comes with a physical box that hooks into your TV. Super tiny, because it doesn't have any hardware in it, basically. And a controller that hooks up to it. And just all it does is play xCloud.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think cloud gaming's getting there. But I think we're going to need till next gen for it to... people are too resistant to change for that to be able to hit now. I think we're about one gen away from things like that potentially being viable.
At that point, is it a gen?
Or
are generations gone?
They're going away.
I would say they're going. Yeah, I would say they are going away.
Or more along the lines of they're at least going away in the sense that like we're gonna see more asymmetric ones where it's gonna be like they're not gonna both be releasing in the same year as much anymore.
One of the things I wrote down was like, are we gonna see what do this generation's like mid gen upgrades look like? Do they call them, you know, just another PS5 Pro or like Xbox Series cool guy alpha, I don't know, whatever. And then it's like, do we see another PlayStation 6, or is it like, you know, do we get like several different upgrades, do we get weird I don't know, you know, you understand what I mean.
I think the Xbox actually was trying to move towards that and realizing that like they're not ready as a company, and like we're not ready as consumers to do that yet. We're eventually just gonna have the PlayStation and the Xbox. I said that for a while though.
I agree with that.
Do you think this is the last gen and the next gen is that? Or do you think we still have more time than that?
We're going to at least get a PlayStation 6 before that shit happens.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I also think PlayStation is going to ride this console generation longer than Xbox is, because Xbox will release a series, whatever the fuck, a series like extra big, a series fucking cool guy, as you said. And PlayStation will like stick with these two, probably release a mid-season at call it a pro, and then wait long and then do a 6.
PlayStation's also very behind in the cloud gaming scene compared to Xbox.
They are.
Xbox is like basically ready for production, and PlayStation doesn't have one.
Japan doesn't think it's that valuable.
which is wrong. Wild to
and
me.
They'll be wrong in the long run.
The wild part of that to me is Japan actually has, and I actually, my theory is that Japan isn't behind on this because PlayStation is actually based out of the U.S. now. Sony is based out of Japan. PlayStation is based out of the U.S. My theory on this is Japan is actually ready. Japan has the internet backbone for this. They have phones with crazy amounts of data that work fine and could totally do cloud gaming and put the gachapon stuff to bed, honestly, in that country. Whereas
my language.
The U.S. is a decade behind in terms of internet backbone and infrastructure and can't actually handle any of that stuff. That is my theory. And that's why PlayStation hasn't put much into it, because they're now US-based. Because remember, I think before they became US-based, PlayStation bought Gaikai, who was working on streaming gaming tech. They kind of have the PS Now thing. It does a little bit of streaming. It's okay. And like you can do remote play from your console to your phone. That's about as deep as they've gotten into it. And I really think it's going to take a lot for them to catch up. And I'm with you, Chris and Zach, that it's not going to be this gen. It probably won't be. I think their beta program and everything is going to be towards the end of this gen, early next gen.
I agree with that.
To try to start weaning people off.
Right now, as we've pretty much all said, there's no point for them to get into cloud gaming because it's not going to take over. It's not going to be this huge success overnight. So why bother
Microsoft? Yeah, exactly. Microsoft do all the fucking groundwork and then come in later. Yeah. And be like, hey, thanks, guys.
Let them spend the money on development and then we swoop in later.
That's legitimately what I think will happen. And
like everyone's working on cloud shit anyway. So like even if you can't get it from Microsoft, some other company's gonna be like, you're fucking Sony. They're gonna want to work with you.
I was gonna say, what if Google's like, listen, we fucked up, we failed. Sony, take our hand.
I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of this, Stadia fails because they have no fucking games. And
Stadia failed for a lot of reasons.
The primary reason is they have no games.
Yeah.
Like, real talk.
Because they're running on fucking Linux.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. Everything I've seen is, like, they have the hardware, they have, like, the infrastructure set up, like, I have not heard bad things about performance on Stadia, like, at all. Same thing for xCloud. They've both been pretty good with expected amounts of input lag. And, like, if after Stadia inevitably fails because Luna's already a better service and it isn't even fucking out yet or in beta yet, as soon as that comes and starts doing well, I think Stadia's kaput. Yeah. Stadia might as well take all that hardware and sell to Sony.
Do you think we see Stadia and Luna getting into bed with consoles?
I don't think the consoles will let them.
Yeah, I think they would have to be in serious trouble before they would turn to either of them.
I don't think.
And even then,
what's that meme? Like, you're so desperate that you've come to me or something?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, what's that from?
Yeah, I can't remember what it's from, but that's exactly what you guys are saying.
It's
like,
a Marvel meme, yeah.
Like Xbox. I mean, considering that you know, now we just had reports today that they're going to basically try to step around Apple's iOS store to basically produce xCloud on iPhones, which is what I fucking want, and it's just good for them money wise.
Get off of a shitty fucking phone.
Yeah,
I was going to kind of make a similar comparison of, like, Apple's making a bunch of money on their hardware. I don't think PlayStation or Xbox are actually making a lot of money on hardware. They're making money off of sales for games because they get a percentage of each game. It's very similar to how Apple does it, except Apple charges hella more and makes more money on the hardware than Sony or Microsoft.
Don't hate the player.
And, like, it's fine. Like, if they want to do that, that's fine. It's just a matter of, because that's the existing monetization method of Sony and Microsoft, I don't see them being like, yeah, Stadia, get on our platform. Or,
yeah
Luna,
I think in retrospect, getting into bed with Google for a cloud streaming service would probably actually be a horrible PR beat for a company, so I think they actually would strongly avoid doing that.
That's true, yeah.
I think it would be, in their minds, it would actually be a worse move than having to actually build all of the servers on their own just to get their own cloud service. But who knows? Again, I don't see a world in which Google stays in this ecosystem, because there's just nothing here for them, because they fucked up so incredibly bad. And I do feel terrible for the people who like are like industry veterans who have been placed over there, because I'm sure they came in with the best of intentions. But clearly at this point, that is not going anywhere, and they're just not getting the funding that they need from Google to make the big money moves that people like Microsoft and Sony and even at this point Amazon are making to show up. Their system has existed for over a year and nobody gives a goddamn shit about it. What's going on? Guys,
because
there's nothing cool
or interesting about it.
Yeah, they've got nothing. It's like, it's cloud gaming, okay, Microsoft has it, it's equivalent, and now Amazon has it, and they don't have any good games. It's the Xbox One problem of this past generation.
Xbox
One 100% is a better box, especially the One X. If you're looking at specs, it is 100% better than PlayStation, still sold worse because they didn't have any games to back it up, which they're fixing. Like, they picked up like fucking 13, 20 studios in the past 5 years to fix that problem for the coming generation.
Man, I tell you what, I pray
they realized because they gave up fucking everything last gen and they're like, oh no.
I pray to God that, not the Initiative, I always think it's called the Initiative, because that's Gears of War.
The Coalition's Gears of War. Initiative is the secret studio.
It is the Initiative. Yeah. I want the Initiative's game, which apparently is supposed to be a new
Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark game, which I hate that it's a Perfect Dark game. I don't want it to be a Perfect Dark game. I want it to be a new IP. But if that game needs to fucking kick so much ass, and I think it will be good. It just needs to be better than good. And
it can't just be good is the problem.
It honestly almost has to be a generation defining game. And
a lot of pressure.
It's the thing. They have the talent to make an incredible game, but that pressure is just nightmarish.
I think the Initiative's game, whatever it is going to decide whether Game Pass is a thing that you buy that has a bunch of sevens and eights, or if it is a thing that has equal experiences to Sony first party games.
That's
the Initiative is going to make that decision for the whole generation.
I agree on that. And goddamn, no pressure though.
No pressure, guys. All right, I want to do
one
hopefully quick question before we call it a night. What is exciting each of you the most about this next generation? I'm including the Switch Pro in this, so if it's something about the Switch Pro, sure, include that. If you're not super excited, what would make you super excited? Kicking off with you, Zach.
Okay, because I wrote a couple things. I'm going to try and keep it brief, but I am going to give two just because I'm a bastard.
That's fine.
So far, we see game companies talking about their next-gen games, and they're saying, hey, a lot of people are touting 4K. But they're also saying 4K or 120 frames per second. They're not saying both. They can't promise you both.
Yeah, good luck doing that even on a PC, though.
Right. They will promise you 4K or 120 frames per second, which... either way, I'm kind of excited for that. I'm 90% sure my TV can do 4K, but it can't do 120 frames per second. So the choice is going to be made for me on that front. But I'm excited either way just to see what that looks like, because I have a 65-inch TV, so that's a pretty big boy. And I want to see how pretty things can look. But I am really, really curious to see what we see coming from actually like AA developers, or sorry, like more like indies, that due to the hardware and software that we're seeing with things like Unreal 5 and whatnot, seeing what games they make, because I think this last generation, there wasn't indie games really came into their own, I would say, this generation, and they are such a powerful force. But still, so many indies are, they thrive on this 2D pixel art style, which I personally fucking love. But there has been a few reports saying, like, hey, the software and the technology has come to a point where these smaller studios can make games that look like games that you're seeing from people like, oh God, what's their name? Quantum, not Quantum Dream. The people who did Control.
Oh, Remedy.
Remedy. Basically, they're saying like double indie studios are going to be able to make double A looking games. They're going to be 3D. They're going to have this beautiful art style, high poly, like beautiful textures. And that's just what we're going to be seeing from next gen. And I'm excited to see. I'm scared because I think a lot of people are going to rush to that and make not as good games because of it in the short term. But I think in the long term, we are going to see indie studios developing games that look good and are telling impressive stories, are telling very cool things. I think we're still going to see the never-ending glut of 2D pixel art games because that's just, it's such a calming style and a beautiful style and still easy and cheap to make.
It's also just easier to do, yeah.
Yeah. Like, no matter what, Toby Fox isn't going to make fucking Undertale 2 and fucking Unreal 5. Like, he's not going to be like,
here's... I would love if he did that, though.
here's Sans in 4K. Listen to Megalovania played on an organ.
He just gets his buddy Sakurai Studio to fucking do it, man. Done.
Dude,
Undertale 2 made by Sakurai Studios. Let's fucking go.
10 years from now, Sakurai comes out of retirement and he's like, me and Toby Fox are going to make the greatest indie game of all time.
Produced by Suda51 and Square 65 is Undertale 3.
Holy shit, that'd be so good. But I'm excited what's going to come from, I guess, like Unreal 5 and the accessibility of more hardware for indie studios, I guess.
That's a very good one. I didn't think of that one. Chris, how about you?
I'm excited for the same thing I'm excited for every console generation. The big fucking blockbuster games. I love a big game. I love a fucking big mascot title. Big fan. I want fucking Horizon Zero 2. Whatever was it called? Wild West.
Horizon 2.
Horizon 1.
Forbidden West.
Forbidden West. Wild West is a better title. But more importantly, I'm excited for the best part of every console cycle. Sony coined this term, diversifying your portfolio. Which is those weird fucking games that consoles push very hard just because. Example of this, everything David Cage has ever made. I love the big weird games. I love when a company like Little Big Planet is a great example of this going very, very well, where they were like, we need a platformer. I don't care what it is. And then we got Little Big Planet. A terrible example of this is Knack.
I was gonna say it's yeah.
and I love both of these games equally, so
oh no.
I fucking love Knack. Look, Knack sucks, but Knack deserves so much better.
Dude, I you know what? This week I saw an article about Dreams and I got so sad.
Dreams like, is an excellent example.
It is, but man, that game sold like dog shit. It's performing like dog shit. It makes me very sad because they spent almost a decade on that game. And it's just not.
Yeah, see, we named a bunch of ones. We named a bunch of fucking Sony ones. I want Microsoft to walk up to the fucking park. Microsoft, where's your bad bullshit, you fucking cowards?
I mean, you know I'm not going to believe this is bad, but Psychonauts 2.
Oh, you're a correct person.
I know. I am going to love it. I will not defend Psychonauts 2 being a polished and wonderful and perfect game.
I was gonna say, hey, they're producing Bethesda games now, but
also that. Pridge, what if anything excites you for next gen? Or alternatively, what can someone do to get you excited?
Make a 200-hour JRPG.
Microsoft, fucking do it! I want a big Microsoft RPG. God damn it!
Give me Lost Odyssey 2.
That's not good. That's not what I want at all.
Lost Odyssey 2, baby, give me it.
Fuck yeah.
Blue Dragon 2.
God.
That's not even their option.
I'm just here for cool new games. Like, I can't think of, like, I'm so not into, like, the fancy tech and hardware stuff that I just want cool games, you know?
Are you more excited for the big blockbuster games, or are you more excited for, like, cool new IPs? Like, Horizon was a big new IP from last gen.
I mean, I'm definitely more into new IPs.
Give me Final Fantasy 17.
Yeah, Lord knows.
Fuck 16.
Lord knows there's way too many of the same games that already exist. And even though a lot of them are really good, no doubt about it. But
what about?
I mean, I'm always excited to see big new IPs. I think Zach's point about indie games having more capabilities is another awesome one, because I too love a good indie.
Oh, this is absolutely going to be the fucking generation of big consoles, like, trying to scrounge and get hands on indie studios.
I was actually, when the list of things I wrote up is that, do how many more studios do Sony and Xbox acquire?
Probably a bunch of small ones. Probably like there are indie studios that are too big to get at this point. Like,
yes,
super giant, sure, but there are plenty that have made, like, the Dead Cells devs who are like, fucking somebody snag those guys.
They're not gonna do it.
I would say who just did a Spiritfare. Fucking buy those people.
I don't know the name, but yeah.
The thing is, I don't think it makes sense money-wise to buy the smaller devs. It makes more sense to do the same thing Xbox has done with Moon Studios for the Ori games, where it's like, hey, we are contracting you to make this game.
Mm.
Or two games.
I don't see
them buying those studios.
And this will go on our streaming. So this will go on Xbox Live.
Exactly.
And we'll
push it.
Yeah, I don't see them buying small studios. Because if they were into buying small studios, one of them would have done it already. Xbox got the closest. They bought the, like, We Happy Few studio that was relatively small. But, like, that's it. That's the only small one that's really been picked up. And, like, they might do something where they pick up a relatively small studio so that they can grow it to do more AAA games, but they won't do that with 2D games, I don't think.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I wonder if we see some of that, some of, like, picking, like, grabbing small studios and trying to, like, elevate them to be double and a half A.
Pre-Mike Z Destruction, I think Lab Zero was actually a very good candidate for that. They made Skullgirls, they made Indivisible, they were relatively large for an indie studio.
They had a weird, like, a cultish fan base that would have paid anything, myself included.
They had a
fan base,
they had a definite style to their games, they would have been a good pickup. All that
shit. They already had connections with, like, Studio Trigger and shit, too. Yeah,
exactly. So I think that would have... There might be a couple like that, but I don't see a ton of that happening.
Oh, shit, I just realized 12 Minutes is coming to Xbox Game Pass. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I think it might be Xbox exclusive for console.
God bless them.
One of the things I want to bring up that we didn't bring up is fucking load times, dude.
Oh, those are gone.
I'm so excited to have crazy good SSDs. They're not going to be gone, but
here's the thing. Will we
generation of fucking Kratos and guy from Jedi Fallen Order fucking squeezing through hallways.
That's what I was literally about to say. Are we going to see how many things is Cloud going to have to squeeze through in the next Final Fantasy VII Remake?
I will just be happy for Final Fantasy Remake 2. It's totally coming this gen.
It's totally coming out this gen.
Final Fantasy Remake Part 2 will have textures that don't pop, and that makes me excited.
don't tempt them.
The textures in that game... Like, for how good the character models look insanely good in Final Fantasy VII.
The textures are great when they load in time.
The textures look like they were on an N64. They are so fucking bad.
When they don't load
in time. I think on the show where it was like, I've never seen a game that is so technologically impressive and also bafflingly bad. Like, how did they do both? That doesn't make any sense.
But, like, that's the sort of shit that I want these SSDs for, is, like, that'll go away. They are not going to have to do a bunch of tricks to make it happen, because, like, it'll just be fixed. Load times will just be better. And, like, I'd love to see a God of War game where we don't have to fucking crawl through goddamn hallways half the game. Like, that makes me very excited.
Yeah,
especially when you need something other than already to walk back and forth. That's the... Oh, God.
And it saves devs time, too, because they don't have to spend a whole fuckload of time trying to abuse the hardware or figure out ways to make hidden loading screens, like even not just for indie devs, for AAA.
And the guys have to make three different animations for squeezing through that thing, so it doesn't always look the exact same.
Or picking up the rock and like twisting the camera so you don't look forward, you look at the rock and then backwards, and then oh, you turn forward and everything's loaded. That's great. And like they did a bunch of tricks with Atreus that they show in that documentary I mentioned earlier, where he's just like off screen half the time because it makes the game run better.
That's a damn good point.
So I'm excited for that, and same as Pridge, I'm very excited for the new games that are going to come. I'm very ready for a ton of new games.
I know we're running long.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I do want to ask David, because this is kind of in your lane. Do you think that VR will become more popular than it is now?
Oh, see, I had that on my list too. And then I was like, man, it's running late. I don't want to ask a whole panel of people this.
Well, I just want to ask your opinion because it's your...
Can you repeat the question just so I get the context right?
Do you think that VR becomes more popular than it is now? And if so, how much?
I think it gets more popular than it is now. Not by a lot. Okay.
It's kind of how I feel, but...
Because like I think... It's twofold, because part of it's consoles, part of it is I do think in a couple years there'll be a PSVR 2 for PS5. They have been making way too many patents for there not to be.
sorry. Breaking news report. Elise just posted this in the chat and in the Discord. Amazon just canceled Crucible.
That doesn't fucking shock me.
Sorry. They halted development, but... They might as well just
canceled. Yeah. Halting development's canceled.
You can say halt of development. The fucking title of the thing from Crucible is Final Crucible Update. Hey, it's dead. That's the last one.
I feel very bad for the devs, but I'm not in the least bit surprised.
I have a closing question. If we're all good.
Real quick. I think PSVR 2 comes. Mm-hmm. They're making way too many patents to not be developing that thing.
I agree.
And I think Oculus and Vive are actually going to drive that more than PSVR. I think the PS5 having SSDs, especially how powerful they are, allows for studios who develop VR games to go more ham than they have in the past. Because in the past, if they want to port to PSVR, they can't go crazy. Because they like usually they're still developing for Oculus and Index, but they want to go to Index VR or go to PSVR, so they can't go crazy on performance. I think this releases some of those shackles for them. Go ahead, Chris.
Several of us had mentioned that we were excited for sweet new IPs this gen. So I think it's pretty one-sidedly. Last generation PlayStation won the new IPs because Xbox didn't fucking have any. Who wins the IP war this generation?
Are we only talking new IPs or existing two?
New IP.
Xbox?
No. IP? I would say Xbox.
Do you think they fight back with something after having anything, basically?
I think both they have to. And it naturally makes sense with how many studios they've acquired. They're not just going to make games from those IPs that those studios have. Because guess what? If those IPs were already incredibly successful, those studios probably weren't going to get bought by Xbox, sans the Bethesda stuff. They would be making hand over fist money if those IPs were super successful and multi-platform games. So they're going to have to make new ones.
I'm going to count the new... God damn it. What is it again? The initiatives?
Yeah.
No, but what's their game that they're making?
Perfect Dark.
I'm going to count that as a new IP because it's basically like a God of War style reboot. It basically is.
I mean, I wouldn't count the new God of War as a new IP, so I say
I wouldn't either. Right.
Yeah, it's not.
It's been longer, though.
I mean, they kind of wish it was a new IP.
It's been longer for Crash, and that's not a fucking new IP either.
That's a good point. It's a new game, though.
You forgot about the Crash rule.
Yeah, that's a fair point. But okay, so already they've announced what is the game by Obsidian? That looks World? Like Skyrim, oh, but oh, not. No.
Awoken or something?
Yeah, that game's brand new IP. I don't think
it's Awoken, but it's something like that.
Technically, Starfield is a new IP, even though we've been hearing about it for half a decade.
Yeah, because that's totally almost out. Totally.
It's been like two years. Not. We haven't heard about that long.
We did get screenshots now.
Oh, that's fuck new. Off.
It's still a while away. Todd Howard isn't doing anything.
What? He's just, you're losing the plot here.
Sitting on his butt. Ninja Theory is going to make three different IPs, two of which are bad.
Yeah.
They've already done that. Trying to think. Rare is already making a new IP that looks actually cool. Hopefully it's actually good, because they haven't made games that have come away critically, at least at the start, well.
Double Fine's doing something new after Psychonauts, because I love that game and it's not going to sell well enough.
No. Here's the thing, David. The game studios you like, none of their games sell well.
I'm aware. Trust me.
Okay.
Okay. All of the games I want to have sequels. Tails
games sell well.
No, wait, not in the West.
No. I don't know. I'm excited for the new IP of this next gen. I think Sony is basically doubling and tripling down on everything they've done this gen, because it worked so makes well sense. For them. Yeah. And they're just going to make a bunch of sequels. We'll see one or two new IPs from this. We'll see two or three, I'll say, new IPs from this gen, but yeah. Why fucking change anything when you're making Horizon 2, God of War 2,
maybe Bloodborne 2? It's Sony's the ones that don't want it, so we'll see.
But Sony isn't even the ones that developed Spider-Man that one. From did.
Technically.
Yeah, but they don't want From to make another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, the Sony studios I expect new IP from are maybe Naughty Dog, because they kind of capped off both of their stories.
They're going to have to make a new IP, aren't they?
Jack 4. No.
Oh, trust me, they don't have to.
Uncancel Jack 4.
And honestly, Bend Studio, I would maybe expect a new IP, but I'm not positive.
They're not going to make another Zombielands.
It sold well. It didn't do well critically, but it sold well, so they might.
I think they'd rather have a game that... that's not true. I was just saying, I think they'd rather have a game that sells or that does critically well than sells well. That's not true.
I think Sucker Punch is probably going to do another Ghost-related game. I'd be shocked if with how well Ghost of Tsushima did.
Here's the thing. Fucking bring back... God, what's his name? Cole, the electric guy.
Infamous?
Infamous. Bring back Infamous, you coward.
Again, a better protagonist.
Not
time.
A new IP.
You know what? You're right, but goddamn it. They would get a lot of street cred if they brought back Infamous.
All right, so Xbox, win the IP war, please.
I expect them.
Drive competition, you fucks.
All right, we've gone forever. Do y'all have some plugs? And close out this goddamn show.
The video I'm working on will already be out at this point, so check out Tales from Runeterra this upcoming Wednesday or today. I don't know when this thing comes out.
We gotta nail down a release schedule for this.
Well, show. I shouldn't have the same issues as last time, so it should be up Monday.
Okay, cool. I'll have a new show hopefully up, or not show, but video essay hopefully up on Tuesday. It is the weirdest thing I've ever done as far as the video essay goes. There's a lot of live action shots, which is not something I do.
Looking forward to this. I know nothing about this, so I'm looking forward to this.
Hey, we bought a camera for this. We didn't, but we have a camera for this.
Yeah, it was shot in 4K, which, hey.
It's about to be reshot in better 4K.
Yeah, well, are you going to watch it in 4K? No.
That doesn't matter. You're still editing it down to 1080.
Yeah, I would say, am I going to export it in 4K? Probably not.
No.
Because I'm also using footage from games played on the Atari 2600, which are rendered in 360p. So, no, I'm not going to.
A gentleman's resolution.
I'm so confused with what you're doing, but that's okay.
Here's the thing, though. Atari games in 360p versus Atari games in 4K look about the same. They're fucking in 2 bits.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a future-proof console.
You're not wrong.
Bridge, you got anything?
No.
All right. I will take this time to again plug Extra Life. I set up my custom URL this time. So for my Extra Life, extra-life.org/participant/dmertz. That's D-M-E-R-T-Z. That is going to be my URL. So with that, thank you for joining us, live peeps. Thank you for watching, not live peeps. Appreciate all of you. Check out our Twitter. It's below me. Check out the Twitch. It's that way. And yeah, that's it. Enjoy your night, everyone. Peace out.
Bye.